Good morning, everyone. This is your daily inspirational. May you be blessed this morning as you rise and look out your window or sit on your porch and observe the creation as you look at it this morning. And as you know, the Lord, our God, is still taking care of his creatures, observing what he hath made and holding it intact. We are thankful for a great God who steers everything from the small insects to the giant fish, and he still cares enough to multiply them and to cause enough food to be harvested for our livelihoods and not just here in America, but all the nations throughout. Many people he takes care of daily. And we have a few thoughts here on possession. You know, one of the most amazing things, as most of you have read stories in books of young children growing up in countries where they have wooden statues hanging on shelves, and their parents bow down to these statues and pay amounts of money to the priests or maybe witch doctors to receive help. And these statues never answer them, and the bondage is deep, and witchcraft always abounds, and superstition in these places. God is a God, the real God is a God who wants to dwell in his people. He wants to make his abode in our hearts. Know ye not that your body is the temple for the Lord? And as you consider this morning the grip of Satan, of sin, the destruction of sin, and how God sent his Son to become a ransom for many, that whosoever would call upon the name of the Lord would be saved. In Peter, 1 Peter chapter 2, we have a few words that says, lay aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisy and envy and evil speakings. As newborn babies, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. Look, my brothers and sisters and friends, we can't grow if we're not eating. And it's not that you have, there's Christians who don't have, they don't have a lot of scriptures open to them. Some people only have a Bible per church, maybe a portion of scripture they have. But it doesn't really necessarily say how much to consume or if you got to have these certain books to be saved, but it says to desire the sincere milk of the word. So wanting the word is the biggest need here. If you're desirous of God's word, even if you only had two of the books, you would gather much good information to live by. if so be that you have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. You as lively stones are built up a spiritual house a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable unto God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore, also it is contained in the Scriptures, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious. He that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto they also were appointed. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in times past you were not a people, but are now the people of God, which have not obtained mercy, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul. So as you see here, Christ possesses his people. He chooses them, calls them out. They respond, makes them a holy nation, a people set apart out of darkness into light. Out of darkness into light. And then he says, abstain from fleshly lust. I tell you this like you should be a stranger and a pilgrim, someone who's not intending to stay long term. But the flesh wants to make our abode on this clay earth, and it's warring against our soul. Be honest amongst the Gentiles, whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. And a couple of words here I want to just expound on. As you are, if you are a Christian, a real one, a born-again believer, if you have repented of your sin, you have called upon the name of the Lord to be saved, and he responds and cleans you, removes wrong passion and puts righteousness in your midst, and you desire the Word of God, you've followed the commands of the Word of God, you don't hold back. He also says to just be upright to people. Let them see your honesty. Let them see that you're not only about this world. And it is important that we walk circumspectly, not as fools, but wise. Because we represent a kingdom, a king, a different way, a way of life, away from destruction into his marvelous light. And may that be your encouragement today, into his light. Into his light. March on, my friends. God bless you.